Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM. Talkspace.com/boom. B-O-O-M.
Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day it is. Well, today I want to revisit someone who we've been talking about for a while, and that person is Nerlens Noel. You know, I also want to talk about Dario Saric. You know, Dario, you know, he got off to a great start in this preseason, the first two games. I mean, he was shooting 4-for-6 from threes, 9-for-13 from the field in the first two preseason games. Since then, you know, Dario has gone 5-for-22 and he's 0-for-7 on threes, only averaging 6 points. So, you know, these are two guys that I really want to talk about. You know, but I want to begin with Nerlens. Nerlens Noel. Yesterday, Tuesday, you know, I'm on the phone with Sixers president of basketball operations, Brian Colangelo, and, you know, we got on the subject of contracts. And, you know, I asked him what was the status of Nerlens Noel, who has an expiring deal coming up. His contract is going to expire at the end of this year, and the Sixers have until October 31st to give him, you know, a contract extension. And, you know, Brian basically relayed to me that the team in Nerlens have not really been in talks. They haven't had any discussions in regards to extending Noel's contract. And, you know, he also pointed out that, you know, given the fact that, you know, Nerlens is a little concerned over his situation, that, you know, that kind of factor into the fact that, you know, he doesn't think that Nerlens wants to be here or factor into the Sixers not, you know, at least having any offers with him. Now, it's kind of weird. Like, this is a win-win situation for the 76ers. It's an awful situation for Nerlens. And I'll explain that in a second on both, you know, both sides. For the Sixers, it's one of these things is the Sixers have until July 1st to extend Nerlens Noel a qualifying offer. Now, that's assuming that they don't give him an extension, and I don't think that they'll give him an extension by October 31st. I just don't see it happening. So what they'll do is they have until July 1 to extend him a qualifying offer. Now, if they do that, he becomes what's called a restricted free agent. And what that means is what the Sixers, like, Nerlens will be able to talk to other teams. Let's say he'll be able to talk to the Bulls, Toronto. I'm just throwing names out there, just people that have reference. So he'll be able to talk to those teams, but the Sixers will have the right to match any offer that Nerlens Noel gets, right? Now, if they don't extend a qualifying offer to Nerlens, then at the end of the season, he'll just become a free agent. And by becoming a free agent or unrestricted free agent, he can go into any team he wants to. Now, the bad part about becoming a restricted free agent is that their teams aren't going to want to throw a lot of money at him because they feel as if, like, why should I throw money at him if the Sixers are going to match? And typically, teams don't, and say, like, for instance, if a team throws money at Nerlens Noel, let's say on July 1st, right? But you can't sign the contract until like July the 7th, right? So what's going to happen is that money is going to be tied up. The Sixers, they have until like, you know, they have probably around the 8th. I don't have the correct exact dates on me right now, but they have probably to around July 8th to match that. So basically, the teams are saying, okay, we're committing $20 million to Nerlens Noel. Next thing you know, it's like you can't spend that money because you think it's going towards Nerlens. So other guys, other teams are signing free agents, but you're waiting, hoping and praying for like a week that the 76ers don't turn around and say, hey, we're going to keep Nerlens. And if they do that, you're out of luck. So basically, when you become a restricted free agent, unless a team throws some crazy number at you in the team that you were a player, a member of the previous season, like doesn't want you, then you're basically screwed. I mean, it's nothing that you can do. It's like you're just sitting there waiting, and then you're just waiting for the team to come back. A prime example of it last year was with Deion Waiters. You know, he's with OKC at the time, and there were a couple of teams who wanted to offer him deals, and what OKC kept saying to those teams was like, hey, you can throw them the money you want, but we're probably going to match it. So what happened is it was like teams would shy away, and then unfortunately for Deion, at the last minute, then OKC said, okay, we're going to take your qualifying offer away, and you can go wherever you want. But at that time, all the money was already spent. So, you know what I mean? I get what the Sixers are doing. It makes great sense for them, but it's a bad situation for Nerlens Noel. And the reason why it makes great sense for the Sixers is, let's face it, it's all about Joel Embiid. But no one knows if Joel Embiid is going to be healthy, right? So it's one of these things where if Joel has a great season and his foot it appears to be healthy, then what the Sixers are probably going to do is they're probably going to let Nerlens go. You know, they'll probably let Nerlens go at the end of the year, right? But the thing is, it's like at this particular time, some people may say, well, why don't you let him go now? Well, it's hard to. You know, you have Joel Embiid, who's unhealthy. You also have Jahlil Okafor, who really isn't healthy. I mean, here we go. This guy practiced on Monday, and then he doesn't practice on Tuesday. You know, they're not saying why, but on Monday, he said, we have to find out and see how my knee feels, right? So Tuesday comes, the media goes to practice, everybody's excited to find out, and next thing you know, they find out he doesn't practice. You know, even though no one's coming out and saying it, you have to believe that the reason why he didn't practice is because he had a setback in his knee, or they're scared that he's going to have a setback in his knee. In either case, it's one of these things where, you know, you can't afford to let Nerlens Noel walk out the door right now, regardless of how you feel about him, regardless of if you believe that he's unhappy or not. You can't let him walk out the door at this particular time, not knowing if the other two guys are going to be healthy long term. So, again, it makes a lot of sense for the Sixers to do what they're doing. They're not going to tie up any money in regards to offering him an extension, a lucrative extension. But at the same time, they don't have to make a move on him until after the season when they give a qualifying offer. And if a team probably won't throw a lot of money at him because they're scared to tie up some money. So if the Sixers decide to keep him, they'll get him for a bargain. So that's good for the Sixers. It's bad for Nerlens Noel. Okay, now let's talk about Dario. Now, we talked about Dario, how he got off to a great start, and he's been struggling since then. You know, he talked about it to the media in Philadelphia yesterday on Tuesday. He admitted, he said, hey, quote from Dario, I'm a little bit tired. Everyone knows that I had Olympic Games, a busy summer. My European schedule is 10 months. Maybe I'm a little bit tired, but here it might be a little bit easier because we only have one practice a day. Wow. So you know, that part really got me because, you know, the thing is, this guy, like he said, his European season was 10 months. That's long, man. That's a long season. And then after that, it's like he has to go to the Olympics, the Olympic qualifiers before he goes to the Olympics, then the Olympic Games. He gets a couple weeks off, and then he comes to the Sixers. And here's a guy who he missed one preseason game for rest. But he was upset because he felt like he let his teammates down. And then you hear that this is a guy who had to do two-a-days for 10 months. You know, he said he would get up in the morning and practice for 2 hours, and then they would come back in the evening and have another hard practice for 2 hours. So, wow. So it makes a lot of sense to the reason why he's basically hit a slump. But the one thing is, another noticeable thing about that is, it's like, you know, he's kind of been rushing his shot. And he also said that. He said, you know, I was shooting when nobody was in the right position yet. He said, that was my problem the last few games. I'm still young. Maybe I still have to slow down step by step. If I do that, I think everything will be fine. Yes, he does need to slow down. I mean, but I think a lot of it has to do with the speed of the game. I think that, you know, Dario is trying to, he sees that these guys are really athletic. He sees that the game is fast. He's trying to keep up the pace instead of going at his own flow. You know, make sure his feet is set and make sure everybody's in the right position, like he said, and then just fire away. But, you know, right now, you know, the first couple games, you know, a lot of guys weren't going as hard as they are now because they're trying to get, they're trying to get into game speed. You know, back then they were just trying to get out there, get the cobwebs out, so to speak. But right now they're trying to get into game speed, and you can see that where it's bothering them. And let's face it, you know, this year wasn't supposed to be a year that Dario Saric was going to be a starter. He was Ben Simmons. He was going to be Ben Simmons' backup at the power four spot. You know, Joel Embiid was going to get a lot of the attention as well. So it was going to be one of these things where Dario would come off the bench. He would be an energy guy, a great role player. But now his role has changed. The Sixers need production from him, and they need him to produce a lot of points. And he has to play a lot of minutes. You know, before, he probably would have been playing 20 minutes coming off the bench, but now it just seems like he's going to be in that, like, 30 to 35 possibly range, if not more. And they're going to need a lot from him. And I think that he may, you know, like, again, he said, hey, I played 10 months practicing for two-a-days during those 10 months. He had the Olympic qualifier, the Olympics. So, you know, I think that it's going to take him a while to get his body right because, let's face it, in order for him to do that, you'll say, hey, man, just take a month off. But he can't do that. You know, you can't take a month off in the beginning or a middle of an NBA season. So he's going to have to deal with it. He's going to have to allow the game to slow down for himself. Don't try to push it and just relax. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening to today's Locked On 76ers. You know, you need to, you know, come and find out where you can get this podcast from. I mean, you can get it on Audio Boom. You can also get it on on iTunes. I'm about to say Audio Tunes. What's going on right here? But, you know, what you need to do is you need to tell your friends about this podcast. I mean, this is, you know, one of the fastest growing podcasts involving the 76ers right now. Just like Locked On, the whole Locked On network is one of the fastest growing networks in the podcast industry. But, you know, you need to come here. I'm here every day, Monday through Friday. And I really appreciate you listening to me talk about your beloved team. And I will be back tomorrow to give you some more insight and some more info on the team that you love. Thank you and have a great day.